Today is Palm Sunday. We are approaching the end of Lent. It seems to be the longest Lent there ever has been. I found a picture on the internet that summed it up for me. This is the Lentiest Lent I ever Lented. How true that is. Lent is a time for self-discipline, of wilderness experience, of stepping away from the normal. And that is exactly what we're all doing at the moment. True? Today is Palm Sunday, the beginning of a week that would be marked all around the world. Today, there are no donkeys in churches, but I have one here. And all I have is last year's palm cross. But even though it's going to be very different today, we're still celebrating. Because Palm Sunday begins a week that changes the world, that changed me, that changes countless lives. Let's listen to Matthew's version of the Palm Sunday story. It's from chapter 21 and the first 11 verses. And I'm reading this morning from the NIV UK version of the scriptures. Jesus comes to Jerusalem as king. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle, and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." May God give us his understanding to that holy word. Today, I want to briefly think about some P's in the story. The place, the person, the praises, and the purpose. I wonder what image you had in your head as I read those words from Matthew's Gospel. It was probably something a bit like this, a traditional image of Palm Sunday, which hopefully will appear on the screen now. It's a traditional image of Palm Sunday for those of us who are used to hearing the Palm Sunday story. And people will recognize it straight away. A very white, clean looking Jesus, an amazing looking donkey with perfectly bearded disciples leading the way. It probably didn't look like that at all. What do you imagine? Crowds of people all laughing and joking and jostling and shouting and waving their branches, shouting their hosannas. I don't know how many people were there. The commentators vary in number. I read something from the biblical theologian Marcus Borg, who suggested a few hundred, because everyone else, it seemed, could have been at the east side of the town when Pontius Pilate was flexing his Roman muscle and riding into town on a stallion. Apparently, that's where the real crowds could have been, at the parade at the other side of town. interesting theory. And according to Borg's line of thinking, that may have happened every Passover. When the place was rammed with good Jewish people, it's when Rome shows up to show a bit of military strength, to show the people who's really in charge. Interesting. If you read all the gospel accounts of Palm Sunday, they pretty much tell the same story. They tell of crowds of people gathered together for Passover. And they all tell the story of the one riding the donkey. Donkeys are a beast of burden. If you were anyone, you'd have a horse, because that's a real symbol of power. Donkeys are the animal you'd rather not have, because horses are way cooler. But the donkey means something different. And this story says much more about the person riding it than anything else. If when a city was conquered in war or battle, the victorious monarch would ride into the defeated city on a white war horse, it was a visible sign that they had come to defeat the city and to judge it. But if this victorious monarch comes on a donkey, it's a symbol of peace and reconciliation. This is the only time in the Gospels where Jesus rides rather than walks, even though the journey is only 2 miles. Even I could walk right. So it's a big red arrow to take notice of. And our reading from Matthew tells us what to notice and quotes from Zechariah chapter 9. We heard this. Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. This is Jesus saying, I am the Messiah, the shepherd king, predicted by Zechariah, prophesied by him. This picture is being painted of a very different sort of king, one who rides baby donkeys, who kneels and washes feet, a man who cries, one who chooses death, a king who isn't choosing the normal ways of power and prestige. That's the person of Jesus. The one thing we all probably remember about Palm Sunday is given away in its name. It's Palm Sunday. And we're told the people broke down branches from nearby trees and waved them as Jesus came by. They shouted Hosanna. We all know that bit of the story. I love finding out about words and what they mean. And the word Hosanna in our story today is a proclamation of praise. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. But in the Old Testament, from Hebrew, it was a different plea for the same word. It's a plea for help. It's a cry that actually means, save us now, Lord. It's a cry that gives the impression of saying, stop, save me. And today, for us, both meanings are true. Safety, praise, and salvation. Palm Sunday has always been special to me because it's the beginning of the week that changes the world. It begins the journey towards all that Holy Week holds. The upper room, the garden, the cross, and ultimately the empty tomb. But hang on in there, because we're not at next Sunday yet. Here's a picture, hopefully, for today's Palm Sunday. For me, this is a spot-on picture from Cartoon Church this week. Spot-on because we can't follow a donkey on a tree-lined street at the moment. And just as we came out of our houses to cheer the NHS and carers this week, I wonder if we're doing the same for King Jesus. Would you be a person who waves your flag or palm branch or puts your cloak down to say thank you, Jesus? Would you say your Hosanna this Palm Sunday? And that picture got me thinking, the point of all of this is the journey and the ending of the journey. This story tells us a little bit more about who Jesus is, about the sort of king he will be, and it's a foretaste to the cross that is to come. We know, those of us who know the ending of the story, that there is pain to come this week, that the cheers will turn to jeers, and that ends with a new beginning on a cross. It's the point, and it's the plan, and it's the purpose of Jerusalem, that through pain will come promise. I stand looking towards Jerusalem as a person who knows that hope will come, that resurrection will happen, that ultimately, even when things look at their darkest, God can bring light and hope and truth out of death. I know that. Do you? I know that the cross changes everything. It changed me, because now I know the forgiveness and freedom that comes because I trusted Jesus as Lord and Saviour. I know that. Do you? We're at the beginning of Holy Week. Will you, as the picture suggested, be shouting your Hosanna in praise to Jesus from your homes today? Or will you, or do you, need to be shouting Hosanna that says, would you save me? Would you save me now? Because Jesus is the only one who can do that. Today we think about Palm Sunday and who it showed Jesus to be. A king on a donkey who is gentle as well as powerful. And we thank God that through Jesus, there is a purpose and a plan, and that is salvation shaped. And so our Hosannas today can be real and can be honest. It can be a plea of hope and help and a shout of praise. Would you join with me in prayer?